I also expect to see you at the San Gennaro Festival, the 12th annual that Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla put together to benefit the less fortunate. And we have Adam Carolla with us on the phone. Hello, Adam.
Adam.
It also benefits the fat and the Italian.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
When your sponsor is a cheese.
Galbani.
Yeah, well, we, you know, Jimmy and I were in Little Italy in New York like 15 years ago on one of our romantic vacations. Or he stopped returning my emails. And it's all right. He's hanging out with Ben Affleck now.
No big deal.
Yeah. Leading a better life than I could provide for him. Anyway, and we're sitting in Little Italy going, this is great. And then I said, what do we got in Los Angeles? And like, well, we got a Koreatown and we got a Little Ethiopia.
Yeah.
And I thought, that doesn't seem right. We need a Little Italy of our own. And Jimmy said we should start a Feast of San Gennaro. And you blink your eyes and 12 years goes by.
And you've raised over $1 million for local charities, right?
Yeah. It's nice because, you know, I go up there on the Prima Notte, which is tonight, and me and Jimmy auction off Shaq's shoe and one of the guitars signed by one of the guys from ZZ Top, and that's about all I have to do. Everyone else does the heavy lifting.
Which is bigger, Shaq's shoe or the Fiat you're raffling off?
We got a Fiat this year?
That's what I just read. It's like you guys are giving away a car, a Fiat.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, they're the same. I mean,
they're roller skates for Shaq.
I know this sounds like you're not going to believe me, but honestly, I have done the water displacement volume test because it's not fair to measure the length of a Fiat or Shaq shoe, but it's really about volume and displacement. Uh-huh. They're exactly the same.
We were just talking about his shoe the other day. I bet both of your kids could fit inside Shaq's shoe.
I would like to do that and then give them a Viking funeral. Take them down to the bay.
Yeah.
And it's the kind of thing, too, where if you said to a kid, you want a Viking funeral, they'd go, awesome.
That'd be great.
Awesome.
How old are your twins now, Adam?
They're, you know, seven-ish. They're in there, right about seven. They're at school, and as I say all the time when people say, you know, you got a boy and a girl, so what's the difference? What's that like? I mean, they're twins, you know, nature and nurture, everything's the same. So I say, it's real simple. The girl is like raising three kids, and the boy is like raising one old cat. You
so
give
true.
Him a pillowcase full of Legos, he goes off in the corner, and you're like, I'll see you. I'll see you when you graduate high school, okay, champ?
I'm sure they'll be attending with you down at the San Gennaro Festival. General admission is $5, and kids under 12 are free. All the benefits go to the foundation.
It's nice. Like, I mean, it's really in the middle of this horrible, horrible town. It is a little slice of sort of old school Americana. It's just, you know, people eating slices of pizza and kids riding on the Ferris wheel.
And it's down in Hollywood. Is it behind the Jimmy Kimmel Live Theater?
It's right behind Hollywood Highland, and it's literally set up behind Jimmy's Theater, and they close off the street back there. It's sort of nestled between Jimmy's Theater and Hollywood High. And it goes on all weekend, and thousands of people go out there, and they have music.
Adam, are you going to have Mangria out there? I'm just seeing here in the info about you, Mangria, grape-based vodka, which is your signature wine spirit. It's the first I'm hearing of it. I'm a big wino, so tell me about this.
Oh, Heidi, you're going to love Mangria.
It's been a while since I've had Mangria, if you know what I mean.
I ran out of wine. Heidi, you know this thing where you're already in your bathrobe.
Yes.
It's a Friday night, and you've done that. I'm going nowhere.
Right.
I'm not getting dressed again until possibly Sunday late afternoon.
Yep.
And all I'm going to do is drink wine and watch whatever's in the queue of the TiVo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because wine bottles are so dark and so heavy, and they vary so much, you don't realize you have just half a glass of wine to last you the entire night.
That's a horror movie for me.
It's a horror movie. It's never going to do, right?
No.
But what are you going to do? Admit you're an alcoholic, get dressed, get in your car, go down the hill, and go buy another bottle of booze? No. You pour vodka into the red wine, and then you realize, oh, this tastes like ass.
Let's call it.
What am I going to do now? Ruin my last glass of wine.
Oh, no. Okay.
So then you dump a little orange juice in there, and you put a little lemon zest in there, and a couple of ice cubes in there, and next thing you know, you have this super high-octane sangria, hence mangria.
Whoa.
And you go, this is awesome. And then you start making pictures of it and bringing it to Jimmy Kimmel's 4th of July party and stuff like that, going, I got the mangria, and everyone loves it. And you have a laugh about it for a year, and then one day you get a call from a guy in Napa, and he says, I make wine for a living, and I'll make you mangria. You just make the label, tell me how to do it, and we'll do it. Sold 200,000 bottles of this stuff.
Where can I get mangria?
Well, here.
Besides your family room.
It's a bunch of liquor stores out in Southern California. You can go to Adam Carolla, CarollaDrinks.com or BuyMangria.com and find, you know, where it's at a bar or liquor store near you. But I think we're going to have some at Feast of San Gennaro.
Be there.
Adam Carolla, there's nothing this man can't do. Congratulations on your podcast. You are the king of all podcasters out there. And I mean, if you died tomorrow, the whole genre would go down the toilet. Seriously, nobody would even listen to podcasts anymore. So congratulations on that.
And that'd be awesome. That'd be an awesome legacy.
We'll give you a Viking funeral, though.
You ruined podcasting.
What a victory.
It must have been murder. No, but you also did a crowdfunding thing. I mean, you have a great audience that's been following you all this whole time. And you did a crowdfunding thing for your new movie coming out. And you raised like $1 million through a crowdfunding for your new movie. Tell us about that.
Well, that was a thing. And if people want to see a funny video, they can see me and Bryan Cranston and him being confused and not agreeing to be in my movie. If you enjoy Cranston, you want to see him being super funny. I did a movie called The Hammer a few years ago. It was a good movie, but I just did not want to go through the process of begging and going from studio to studio and rattling the can and just begging someone to let me make another movie because it's arduous. It's worse than an air check.
Oh, God.
With Jack Silver.
Yeah, it's worse than sitting down with Jack Silver for an air check.
That's Ace Man. Listen.
It is horrible. Can we put the pictures of your kids down, Jack? I'm trying to focus here. Getting to play baseball? Come on now. All right. So I said this time, look, I have an audience. So just put it to the people and raise $1.5 million. And it's not a donation. They give you $10 and they get a PDF of the script and they give you $25 and they get like an advanced copy of the Blu-ray and the script and the T-shirts. And it just keeps going. And
you raised money in 32, all that money in 32 days?
In 30 days, we passed over $1 million, which was our goal. And when the thing ended in 45 days, we'd raise $1.5 million.
It was. I did see that video pitch with Bryan Cranston, and it is brilliant. I mean, it's so good. So congratulations on that. The movie is going to be called Road Hard. When are you going to start shooting that, and maybe when will it be out?
Start shooting in December, and you know, middle of next year probably it'll be out.
Well, if you're looking to, cast a...
something that's been road hard, Heidi.
A mediocre lesbian, just call me. I'll work for free.
The friend of the friend next door.
Right!
The 12th Annual Galbani Cheese Italian Feast and San Gennaro Festival takes place in Hollywood September 27th through the 29th, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., $5 general admission. Kids under 12 are free, and all the proceeds go to help out the foundation and the less fortunate. Thank you, Adam,
for being
on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Come in here next time,
down.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Definitely. All right, we're going to take a break and come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.